Today in Business from Wired.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. AI, the transcription economy, and the future of work. If you want to understand how technology is changing our job prospects, take a look at the folks who transcribe audio recordings into text. By Clive Thompson. Gabriel is a professional transcriber, and for years he earned a middle-class living. In the early 2000s, he'd make up to $40 an hour transcribing corporate earnings calls. He'd sit at his desk, knock it out for hours using custom keystrokes, and watch the money roll in. "I sent my son to private schools and university on transcribing," he tells me. "It was a nice life." But in the past decade, the bottom fell out. As audio recordings went digital and broadband spread, clients could ship work to India and the Philippines. Meanwhile, buzzy Silicon Valley startups emerged, like Rev, a sort of Uber and 800-pound gorilla of the transcription world. It has moved the industry toward an on-demand gig model. Since Rev charged customers a flat rate of $1 per audio minute, less than half what transcription firms historically charged, Gabriel's pay sank even further. On top of it all, AI started nipping away at the industry, with machines now able to rapidly transcribe some audio as well as humans do. Today, Gabriel clears $12 an hour, if he's lucky. Some of his peers make $6. Starbucks would be a step up. The whole transcription life, he sighs, has gone to garbage. Gabriel is not his real name, though you probably figured that out. He doesn't want to burn bridges. Why do I raise the seemingly arcane subject of transcription? Because if you want to understand the future of work, it offers a succinct capsule. Change is murkier and weirder than you might expect. For example, demand for transcription has actually exploded in recent years. It's big across every area, says Jill Kushner Bishop, who runs Multilingual Connections, a Chicago transcription and translation firm. Why? Because audio is easier than ever to capture via our pocket computers, so people are recording ever more meetings. Plus, video and podcasting have become the dominant forms of rhetoric. Daily communication is increasingly multimedia. But multimedia is cumbersome. We still can't search the contents of video or audio very well, so we need to transcribe it. We're in this world where we are overwhelmed by spoken word that's recorded, and it piles up and up, says Jeffrey Kaufman, the CEO and founder of Trint, an AI transcription firm. Gutenberg would savor the irony. The growth of the shiniest new media has made the dustiest, text, ever more relevant. Now, theoretically, exploding demand would drive up the price of labor, right? except that globalization and the gig business model have exploded the supply of workers. Much as with Uber, Rev made it so easy to start transcribing that many more folks now do it as a side hustle. They give a lot of people opportunity, which is cool, as one Rev transcriber told me. And as with most gig companies, Rev seems obsessed with making things simple and frictionless for the customer, hence that sweet flat rate of $1 per audio minute. But a low rate winds up screwing the worker. This fall, Rev abruptly dropped its pay for some content to 30 cents per audio minute, which works out to a bleak income of perhaps $4.50 an hour. As this story was going to press, Rev announced the rate it charges customers would go to $1.25, but did not specify a higher base pay rate for transcribers. Meanwhile, the sheer profusion of phone-recorded audio can mean that some is murky and muddled, making it mind-racking to decipher. It can also be psychologically ghastly. Transcribers have opened Rev audio files to discover victims describing abuse or graphic files from police body cameras. Disturbing content is nothing new, but at an old-school firm, the manager might warn a transcriber in advance. Many Rev transcribers have said they get none. After a few hours of intense material, "I need to have a drink. I need to smoke a joint," Gabriel says. Rev declined to comment on the conditions for its transcribers. By now you may be thinking, hey, aren't machines going to destroy all these jobs anyway? Not yet. Despite all the deep learning hype, AI struggles with the messiness of reality. Background noise, crosstalk, non-Western accents all tend to flummox transcription AI. It could take a very long time to get over that hump. Humans disambiguate bad audio by grokking the context of the conversation, by deploying common sense. Today's AI is no good at that, and AI experts are still figuring out how to engineer it. Sure, the machines will increasingly be able to transcribe clear and simple audio, but the hard stuff? That'll require humans. Pissed off, overworked, underpaid humans. So ponder their fate the next time you think about the future of work. AI doesn't always win. Tech, and today's shark-like gig work business models, don't always destroy jobs. They just make them a lot more likely to suck.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.